We've had a lot of preparation, inner and outer preparation for this evening. But I do want to say a few words. First of all, I'm sure that God is very, very pleased at not only your efforts, but the combined group efforts that have led us here tonight. As it says in the festival, God chooses those who choose Him. And we've all made that step of choosing Him. It's not an easy step. It's not something to be taken lightly. Remember, Master said to Norman, it takes very, very, very good karma even to want to know God. And we're a step beyond, so I guess we get another very in there. We're a step beyond wanting to know God. We're at the stage where we are ready to dedicate our lives, knowing that a life is a pilgrimage toward one single goal, which is union with the Lord. And that's a very sacred state. It's a very beautiful state. And so the major part of the long, long journey is over. We're at the very final stages. I don't know whether we have whether people will be freed in this lifetime or very few lifetimes from here. In a sense, it doesn't make much difference. I mean, it seems to make a lot of difference as we sit here tonight. But if we think of day as a 24-hour clock, we're in the last few ticks of the last minute of the last hour. And if there are 10 ticks or one tick or it's going on the last tick, it's not very much difference. The implantation in the mind, in the subconscious, and especially in the superconscious of the taking of a vow will determine your incarnations from the point on that you've done that. We may very, very well have taken vows before, which is why we're led into this very sacred life that we have, this beautiful opportunity that we have with a true guru, a wonderful teacher, supportive group of friends and guru bhais, all conspiring to help make the environment in which spiritual growth can be made, make that environment as powerful and as focused as it is any place on this planet. And so that deep yearning of the heart and the soul is there but covered for most people. Now for us, it has risen to the surface. And that's a very beautiful thing. As we reach up to God in our yearning, He reaches down to us and He does the great, great part of the work. There was a beautiful dream that Dr. Peter had where he saw his karma as a huge lump of a small mountain of sticky, tarry substance. And what he had to get rid of it was a little bucket and a plastic toy shovel. And he went over, and the sticky, tarry stuff was so hard that he could barely, with his inadequate little tools, barely chip off even a little chunk of it. And it took him a long time to get some into his bucket, and he took it out and dumped it. It was on the seashore, dumped it into the ocean. And he began to get discouraged. And then he heard this noise, kind of a rumbling, roaring. And he went around to the edge of the mound and looked behind. And there was Master with this big smile on his face, and he was driving a skip loader. And so all it takes for us is the desire, the opening of our heart for the help of the guru to come. And so the help of the guru has come because we have opened our hearts. And now this evening, taking this vow is a way of setting that will and determination even more strongly and even more completely focused in this life. So I pray that God and Gurus bless all of us deeply in our search for Him. And we're part of a brotherhood and sisterhood that are beautifully supportive of each other in this journey. We're very, very fortunate. God bless us all.